like the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean.
All right. We're back. You are listening to the Free American Hour. I'm Clay Douglas. And I want to give you a number here, a couple of numbers. If you want to call in and talk to me right now, you can do that at 800-313-9443. Carrie will tell you, well, let me know that you're on there and put you up. And you may have heard the story about New Hampshire, one of these northern states. They all kind of blend together with New York to me. But they were going to make it a crime, you were going to be charged with a crime if you didn't give your child their vaccines. Now, keep in mind, you can claim religious exemption. That's what I did. That's why my boys are now grown men and healthy as hell. And we're going to be covering that in the next issue of the Free American. Probably in great detail. And what do you do? How can one wicked nation kill billions of people around the world with one lie? Now, this is written by somebody by the name of Lorraine Day, supposedly an MD. I have no way of verifying that. But I can tell you what they are, what she's saying here is accurate and true. When the wicked leaders of a wicked nation want to create fear and chaos and terror throughout the world, take away the rights of citizens in every nation in the world, create a worldwide pandemic, and annihilate a large segment of a nation's population by forced vaccinations that secretly contain live bacteria and viruses for AIDS, herpes, hepatitis, smallpox, as well as preservatives made from mercury that can cause brain damage and autism. And they want to control every country in the world by allowing the World Health Organization to enter and take over their emergency medical, political apparatus and place embargoes and quarantines on the entire country, eliminate Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which bans the military from participating in police-type activity on U.S. soil. This act specifically prohibits the government from using the military against its own citizens, which was, by the way, severely violated Waco, and help create famines in order to annihilate large portions of the world's population by killing off the food supply of any and every nation by killing their citizens, their turkeys, and other birds used for the flu for food, declare martial law, suspend the Constitution. All they need to do is create out of thin air the bird flu hoax. Almost daily, the newspapers, radio stations, television programs pummel us with news of the coming avian flu pandemic and the necessity of developing vaccines and instituting mandatory vaccination programs for everybody. If you got my film, The True Face of FEMA, you'll see this is exactly what they're planning. We'll be right back. Phones here, 888-678-1444. If you want some of these films, if you want the Free American, use that number to get it.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Vaccination program for everybody. I can tell you, vaccines almost killed me in the Army. They ran us through, gave us vaccines, and I caught spinal meningitis from it. The bird flu. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure you're afraid. You're very, very afraid. What's the symptoms of the bird flu? According to the website of the WHO, the World Health Organization, symptoms of avian flu, influenza, type H5N1 are fever, sore throat, cough, and possibly viral pneumonia. The Center for Disease Controls say the symptoms for avian flu are fever, cough, sore throat, muscle aches, and possibly pneumonia. And another area of the website at CDC gives you the following symptoms. Documented temperature of 38 degrees centigrade, that's 100.4 degrees, and one or more of the following, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, and a history of contact with poultry. That means you visited a poultry farm, a household raising poultry, or a bird market, or a known suspected human case of influenza A in a H5N1 affected country within 10 days of the symptom onset. Now, just as an aside here, the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, requires that you file your have your chickens injected with a little microchip. So if the chicken crosses the road, you're supposed to report it to the government. Doesn't say whether you're supposed to remove the microchip before you eat it or not, but on a note here, the temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit can be generated on a hot day in a totally healthy person who has no disease whatsoever. A cough can occur from a cold, allergies, asthma, air pollution, certain medications, from smoking, or many other causes. All of these symptoms are nonspecific, meaning they can occur in any combination with a host of medical conditions totally unrelated to a bird flu or regular flu. So it's possible for the government to quarantine a person for an indeterminate period of time, jeopardizing the person's job and income if he has a cough on a hot day. And remember the symptoms, a temperature of 100.4 degrees, cough, sore throat, shortness of breath, or contact with any type of bird. What are the symptoms of regular flu, not avian flu? These are also given on the CDC website, www.cdc.gov/flu/keyfacts.htm. Fever of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher, headache, extreme tiredness, dry cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle aches, stomach symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea also occur, but more common in children than adults. So, question here. How does anyone differentiate the symptoms of avian flu, bird flu, from the symptoms of regular flu? Dr. Day answers that, as a physician, I can tell you that it is impossible to tell the difference. How many people die each year of regular flu, not bird flu? The Centers for Disease Control states every year in the United States, an average of 36,000 people die from the flu. But this is a deliberate deception by the CDC. The actual number of flu-associated deaths from 1999 to 2002 from the CDC National Vital Statistics Reports, 753 deaths in 2002, 257 deaths in 2001, 1,765 deaths in 2000, 1,665 deaths in 1999. So how does the CDC get from the 753 flu deaths to a statement of 36,000 flu deaths that occur annually? By combining flu deaths with pneumonia deaths. The CDC National Vital Statistics Report 2002 lists influenza and pneumonia as the seventh leading cause of death in 2002. You probably already guessed it. Only 753 of these deaths were flu-associated, and the rest were of the 36,000 were pneumonia associated. If all the flu associated deaths were removed, the pneumonia associated death still ranks number 7 by itself. The flu, the media used the false 36,000 deaths member in its coverage 50 times the actual 2002-2003 number. Are the 257 to 1,765 reported annual flu deaths from 1999 to 2002 even accurate? No, because it is not possible to determine the actual number of deaths caused by the flu because the CDC has no death certificates category for deaths caused only by flu. The CDC has three basic categories of flu deaths: influenza plus pneumonia, influenza plus other respiratory manifestations or symptoms, influenza plus other manifestations, symptoms, non-respiratory. So health professionals who try to justify the legitimacy of combining flu deaths with pneumonia deaths with the statement that influenza leads to pneumonia, but the facts don't support this argument. It's a broad misstatement by health professionals. The American Lung Association described pneumonia as having over 30 different causes, one being from the influenza virus, and neither the CDC nor ALA know the specific causes of the pneumonias that resulted in death. However, we do know that influenza is not the major cause. Keep in mind that influenza vaccines provides no protection from bacterial infections. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, as well as other health agencies, estimated that the single bacteria, Streptococcus pneumonia, is responsible for 15 to 50% of all cases of pneumonia in the U.S., including up to 40,000 deaths annually. Pneumonia is also caused by other bacteria, Staphylococcus, that's staph, pertussin, whooping cough, streptococci, and mycoplasma pneumonia, a common cause of walking pneumonia, and there are many non-infectious causes of pneumonia, such as asthma, aspiration of fluids, immunodeficiency, etc. So it stretches credibility to assert that the flu causes pneumonia when the data shows it only causes a small minority of cases of pneumonia. But we got the media hype of the flu. In fact, show a different picture. Health Supreme by Step Hasselberger. Statistics compiled by Frank Hartman. And Dr. Day says, several months ago I talked to the CDC and spoke with one of the doctors in the flu division. I identified myself by name as a physician, and he gave me his name and position. I asked him how a physician like myself could possibly differentiate bird flu from regular flu. He answered, "You really can't." I asked him if we physicians were asked to house to check for people with bird flu with the possibility of quarantine of the patients for how long, and the potential for the quarantine to cause the person to lose income or even lose his job, how could we distinguish bird flu from regular flu? He agreed it would be virtually impossible. Then I asked him why President George W. Bush was publicly contemplating quarantine for those patients. His response, "Well, he didn't get that from us here at the CDC. That's all politics." But now CDC is talking about quarantines. So I guess they got the message. And recently, Julie Herberting, MD, director of the CDC, discussed the possibility of quarantine as a method of controlling the bird flu. Even by their own admission, it's impossible to tell bird flu from regular flu. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. I'm Clay Douglas. You're listening to The Free American.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
I need your help today. I'm asking you. We almost got the telephone bill paid. We still got to work on the electric bill, and we got to get the fuel cost up to go pick up this issue and mail it. So we still need your help today. If you call me at 888-678-1444, you can do that. And or you can go to my website, freeamerican.com, and sign up there, make a donation, get your subscription. You know, folks, if we work together on this, we can make it. And it's really standing together and being able to, you know, maybe some of you aren't able to lay a magazine out. Maybe you're not able to assemble all of these facts in a coherent manner. I'm lucky and I'm talented that I can do that, but I need a little bit more. I need a little bit of help. I need advertisers, and I need subscribers, and I need some donations. So we can do that at 888-678-1444. It's 888-678-1444. and freeamerican.com. Okay. The now let's go back. We can't tell bird flu from regular flu. Can't do that. Can't do that right now, can we? Okay. How about SARS? Remember SARS? How does SARS fit into all this? What are the similarities between bird flu and SARS according to the CDC's own website? They have identical symptoms. Fever 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Headache, general discomfort, body aches, dry cough, mild respiratory system. Now, the question here is, of course, how does one distinguish the symptoms of bird flu from SARS? Answer, it's impossible. Bird flu, SARS, regular flu, all have the same symptoms. And SARS was billed as a coming, frightening pandemic. How many people died from SARS? According to the website of the World Health Organization, as of January 21st, 2005, the statistics for SARS are as follows. 8,439 people worldwide have been affected, whatever that means. Does that mean they contracted the disease of SARS but didn't die? Or does that mean they were affected because they or someone in their family was just exposed to SARS but did not get sick? Who doesn't tell us? Been affected is not a medical term, and World Health Organization doesn't explain what they mean. It sounds like the World Health Organization is trying to make the numbers sound bigger than they really are. And how about this? 812 deaths worldwide over a period of 3 to 4 years. If you can believe any of the figures we received through the commercial media, let's put this in perspective. Are you aware every day in the U.S. alone, more than 1,400 Americans die from heart disease? That's every day in just one country. So it's absolute nonsense to classify SARS as a national pandemic. This is nothing more than rank propaganda. 812 deaths from SARS worldwide over 3 to 4 years compared to 1,400 deaths per day from heart disease in this country alone. But SARS did not spread fast enough to produce a pandemic, because SARS did not spread fast enough from country to country to create the pandemic that was predicted and planned for by the New World Order. Something else had to be done. Well, they developed SARS with wings. Bird flu. Now, who run by the New World Order can have this disease flying from one country to another whenever they want to. In addition, it allows them to destroy a significant portion of the food supply of any country they wish. The chickens, the turkeys, the other birds used for food by the population of various countries, the New World Order has found one excellent way to control a country is to control or eliminate their food. Is that just terror talk? How does one discern terror talk? How does one differentiate truth from propaganda? You pay careful attention to the words and the titles of the articles and the unfounded assumptions and pure speculations made by the author, both in the title and throughout the article. And here's a few real examples from bird flu articles posted on the internet and in print media over the last few months. Indonesia. New suspected human bird flu case. A suspected human case. It just leaves the impression the case is real. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Hey, we got a caller. Let's go to, is it Mike? All right, Mike from Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Clay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, very good. Good to speak to you. Greetings from No Permit Mike in northwest Pennsylvania under an overcast sky of barium clouds. yes, sir, absolutely.
Take a deep breath, you know, then go drink some Miracle Tune neutralizer and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that helps, but I think we're going to need to stick together. That was a pretty good treatise earlier with Judge Napolitano there. That was a good expose. We weren't able to catch you yesterday, and the wife said that you had been told from someone in the Ron Paul campaign about not having being paid for advertisement because of 9-1-1 expose material and Zionism.
Yeah, I talked to... to a gentleman that's in the Ron Paul campaign. I met him in Phoenix, but that's the first thing he asked me. Do you have anything you know about Zionists or the 9-1-1 in this issue? And I said, well, I don't think so. But
yes, sir.
I don't think he speaks for Ron Paul. Ron Paul was a subscriber of mine for years.
By chance, did this man have a name?
Yeah, Jeff Greenspan.
Jeff Greenspan.
Yeah, regional coordinator for the Ron Paul campaign out of Phoenix.
Okay, and evidently there's some snakes in the Ron Paul campaign then, too, because...
Well, I have been trying to get a hold of Ron Paul for about the past 4 months. He's been on my show before. He's been on Alex Jones, but Alex doesn't talk about Zionism. And
right, everything is filtered through Ted Anderstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found...
Well, Ted, Ted won't let me on his network either.
Oh, goodness, no. You can even hear it in the voices. Everything is filtered through Ted Anderstein. Until he gives it the okay, it's pretty well filtered and chopped up.
Well, you know, there's another thing going on. There's another magazine out there called Republic, and I've talked to both of those people that are all the people that are involved in that. When I was putting the Free American back together again, and they just came out and made their own magazine rather than try to help me.
Right.
And the same thing kind of happened when I gave all of my subscribers to American Free Press. They were supposed to fulfill all my subscribers after my accident because I couldn't do it. And they just took it and didn't pay me and they gave me a little bit of money, but they didn't run my articles. They wouldn't run my advertising, and they only gave my subscribers one or two issues, and then they billed them for it.
Right. Well, that's one of the lovely things about Republic Broadcasting, that things are not filtered. I know John and Sandra and the staff there try to do as best as they can, but we can only...
They do a wonderful job, too, and, when Wes ran off with all of John's materials... And John's information to go out and start We the People, and took on these other people, Republic and Magazine. They they're ripping off John's name, ripping off my concept for the magazine, and slamming it all over the place.
Yes. And one other thing, Clay, and listeners out there, it seems that there's several other hosts on the network here, Michael Herzog and Charles Giuliani there in the Massachusetts area. They're doing quite an expose on this proposed, well, actually, I think it's a done deal, with the Republic of Lakota. And I'm hoping that John sees good in it, because I know he's going to question if Mr. Russell Means is... on the up and up and not getting in bed with the United Nations. I'm just hoping, because I see some great hope to have a shortwave transmitter put up on the Lakota Nation if John Stadmiller sees in his heart that this is a go.
Yeah, that could be, but too many movements, the one in Africa, the African National Congress. It was all communist in nature, and, they went after the white farmers after they took over. If the Indians don't decide to get revenge on the white people living in their areas, that might be a good thing.
Exactly, because Republic needs alternative ways to get this message out, and, maybe we can all have a bit of a bit of employment from it.
Well, let me tell you. If everybody out there listening to my voice would buy 50 or 100 copies of The Free American, distribute them in their area, put their own, I would list all of their groups in this issue. I've got groups listed on my website. And if you got a small business and you want to advertise, I just can't do everything that I've done before, because before I had help. Today, I don't have salespeople out there calling. I don't have the 5,000, 6,000 subscribers that I used to have because, something about being kept unconscious for 3 months, just like they're doing. They're giving this veteran, I've got his picture up on my website now, Billy Miller, they're giving him the same drugs in jail that they gave me in my jail cell in the hospital. You know, when I came out of it and I got off the drugs, I found out the only thing, you know, the only thing that was wrong with me in that fourth hospital was it was a little hard to carry a coffee cup in my left hand because I had three broken ribs and a broken collarbone. But I was up and walking and talking, going up and downstairs, being threatened by security guards and CIA agents, supposedly. But there was nothing wrong with me. I didn't have a severe head injury. I'm sure I had a bump on the head. I'm sure I had a cut on the head. I'm sure there was a little bit of blood. I might have had a little bit of blood on my brain. But if I'd been off the drugs 3 months earlier, I would have been out of the hospital 3 months earlier.
Yes, sir. We were following your demise closely because we were listening to your shortwave program there and supporting you there. Because even John Stadmiller himself had reported some sort of horrible head injury because he was lied to.
Well, they lied to my wife. They told my wife, oh, you know, he may never be right again. You need to get guardianship. You need to get make arrangements for long-term care. And when I, you know, my son was kind of laughing about it. Yeah, Dad, we're going to put you in an old folks home. We're going to take over. It didn't quite have the same effect, you know. I suddenly thought my family had turned against me. I didn't know. You know, I said, boys, you ever seen anybody take over my company?
Well,
oh,
Clay,
don't let him drive. Make sure you don't let him drive.
Well, Clay, I just hope that you get some more rock-solid people around you. And I do thank you for taking over the broadcast when John had his motorcycle accident also. That was nice to hear you again there in 2005 when John took a spill on his scooter.
Yeah. You know, it happens. Everybody said, well, Clay, aren't you afraid to ride now? I said, well, I don't know. You ever trip? You afraid to walk? No, I'm not afraid to ride. No, I still don't wear a helmet. And I'm on that motorcycle every day. It's warm enough.
Well, nonetheless, I do thank you for giving that man's name. We're going to get it out over the Patriot community. Perhaps we can get that snake out of the wood, pal. Because I do believe Ron Paul is like... he's pretty much the only one to go for out there. The rest are shields and controlled horribly. And
he's the only one that cares about the Constitution.
Right.
And the Napolitano that I had on earlier, his speech, that's the kind of man we need in America. You know, I've got a story in here about one young guy. I believe his name is Joseph. He wrote a letter to the NRA. He tore up his NRA membership. He canceled his subscription to their magazine. And he won't let his wife and children join the NRA because they excluded Ron Paul. And Fox News, they're getting so much static about it. You know, it's time we just stand up and say no. We're not going to buy from you. We're not going to buy from any of your advertisers. Let every one of their advertisers know you don't have Ron Paul on. We ain't buying it. We ain't supporting you. We're not good. We're going to tell everybody Fox News is FAUX News.
Well, that sounds really good. Yeah, that sounds like a boycott, Clay. And we're definitely going to be listening for John Stadmiller's judgment on the Lakota Republic there. And if he is, I'm going to push for a shortwave transmitter in the Republic of Dakota.
Well, if you got any contact with the Lakota Nation, you ask them to back the free American. I need a little bit of backing. I don't care. It could be one person. I don't care if you've got a little corner store business. You need to be buying Free Americans from me. You need to be putting a business card ad in for about $100 an issue.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And if you've got a product that is worthy, I won't carry advertising for cigarettes. I'm not going to be carrying advertising for Ford's Made in Mexico.
Well, and Clay,
and I'm damn sure not going to be carrying pharmaceutical advertising. Now, get your Viagra from the Free American.
Right,
no, thank you.
Yeah, that's trash from the Khazar cockroaches directly. Say, since you were such an expose man and still are on the aerosolized spraying, we got a new website for you that you'd probably like to check out.
Okay.
It's called bariumblues.com.
Okay, I'll check it out. Listen, yep. Thanks for your call, sir.
Okay, good day, Clay. Hope to speak to you soon.
All right.
Thank
Hello,
you, John and Sandra.
Hang on just a second. Hang on a minute. Let me put you up. Okay. I got you. Now, you're calling in. What did you have to say? I got you on the air now.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to you privately after the show.
That'll be fine. Yeah, you can call me at 888-678-1444. But do you have anything for, general public here?
Yeah. So I just wanted to say one thing. I was mentioning, I know the Ron Paul campaign well, and I'll explain that to you personally when I give you a call back. But Jeff Greenspan is one of the most excellent people in the Ron Paul campaign.
He was a great. I enjoyed meeting him, but he told me he'd get back to me. He hadn't got back to me, and he did ask me if I had anything about 9/11 or Zionists in there, and I may have that. But you know what? I love Ron Paul. I got him on the back cover of the magazine.
Clay, I understand, and I've known you for years, but I'm just trying to give you a little background. It wasn't probably Jeff Greenspan. Jeff Greenspan is a real fine guy. He really is. I know him pretty well.
I met him at the Breakfast Club, and he was talking about the North American Union. I've got a lot of stories about the North American Union in here from Joan Vion and others. Talking about the North American Union, and he was an expert on it. And I certainly support him. I did not mention him. I mean, you asked
the caller.
You asked me how I talked to you. I tell you, because I don't lie and I don't cover for anybody. But I don't make any excuses for the free American, and there's nobody out there that controls what I publish.
No, I understand, Clay. I've known you a long time, and I'm just explaining it to caller that said, you know, he wants to expose him to the patriot community. Well, Jeff Greenspan's a patriot. He's a good guy. And I'm sure that I could explain what the circumstances there were.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, if the Ron Paul campaign, I mean, he just raised $20 million. If he came up with $5,000 or $10,000 and Free American, and whether he does or not, I will have Ron Paul's ads and his face and his stories in every issue of the Free American. But if they help me a little bit here with a little bit of money they got, then I might be able to pay my phone bill. I might be able to have the electricity, and I would I've got a 36-foot fifth wheel out there that I want Ron Paul banners plastered all over. So everywhere I go across America, and I want to go, I want to take this next issue of the Free American up to New Hampshire to help try to turn the tide in New Hampshire in his favor. And all I'm asking, all I ask Jeff is help me. Help me. I need a little bit of backing. I can't travel all over the country, and I can't without the money for gas and without a little bit of support here from advertisers and from people. You know, I need some donations today. My phones get cut off.
Clay, I may be able to help you with that, as I mentioned, and I'll give you more information about how the campaign actually works. I don't want to take up all your time, but I will call you when you get off the air.
You understand, and you know that I supported Charles Collins. I was the only one in America that knew Charles Collins was trying to would have been a great candidate for president, I guess, especially in place of Bob Dole and Bill Clinton. And, you know, I watched him turn the cameras off every time he got up on stage. They unplugged his microphone in two places. And, you know, I am combat trained. I'm an old biker. And I can tell you, if I was walking beside Ron Paul, nobody would be shooting him or assassinating him. And I'd like to...
Sure of that.
I'd like to do that. And I volunteered, and I told them, but I haven't been able to get through the screeners over there in the Ron Paul campaign, despite the fact that I've worked with presidential candidates before, that I've been in the Republican primaries before. And, you know, I mean, I played a number of roles for Charles Collins. I was his roommate, I was his bodyguard, I was his driver, and I wrote his speeches, too.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed Charles. He sure was a lot of fun and very intelligent man. And I'm not going to take up all your time, but I'm going to give you a little insight after the show. And it's good to hear you again, Clay.
All right, listen, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate your support and I appreciate the input. I really liked Jeff Greenspan, and I did not bring his name up to try to get him
in. It was the caller. I just wanted to let the caller know. You know, I agree with, you know, what he's saying, but to illustrate that I know it's not him because I've been in with the campaign. I understand.
Great. I'll be waiting to hear from him after the air. And remember, I got one more hour to do on Blog Talk, so we'll be right back here, folks.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Support today. The number is 888-678-1444. this information I've given you on the bird flu, well, it's not the first time it's been done before. It's not the first time it's been done. And this article that'll be in the next issue of the Free American, I'm laying that in right now. It's going to be telling you the truth. And remember what the press does. They say, oh, in Indonesia, a new suspected human bird flu case. They posted that on 1-8-0-6. Suspected case? Turns out to be not the bird flu, but the public's never informed, leaving the impression that the case is real. And there's a mystery. The bird flu fails to migrate as expected. The word mystery is calculated to create fear in the reader, fear that no one will know what to do or how to stop the supposed epidemic. And that article also suggests the bird flu is not traveling with migratory birds. Maybe that's because it's not bird flu. Bird flu, how worried should you to be today? You be to USA Today, October 11th. The title is assuming you should be worried. The only question is how worried should you be? This is cleverly crafted to create fear in the reader. And it's the one thing I've got against Alex Jones. He does some really good work. Yeah, he does some really good films. But it's a more or less designed to create fear. They ought to be, what we ought to be creating here, I think, is laughter, not fear. You think I'm going to worry about bird flu? You think I'm not going to, I'm going to help you kill all my chickens or chip all my chickens to prevent bird flu? You think I'm going to line up? This is my film, The True Face of FEMA. You need to get this, folks. You can hear the Colonel Henry or John Brinkerhoff telling you, oh, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, if we were really worried about smallpox and we weren't trying to enrich the vaccine manufacturers, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, remember, you know, Rumsfeld is the one that gave us aspartame, too. He, you know, anything to help kill us, take those vaccines. You know, in case of, and Brinkerhoff saying, oh, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. I still felt like he was talking to me, so I'm on that film, too. I'm on that film, too, telling you 400,000 troops, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people because some of us won't follow orders. What does he mean? What does he mean? First of all, he's asked by law enforcement there, oh, are you talking about the National Guard? No, they're too expensive. Besides, they're going to be in Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran or Bosnia or Chechnya or somewhere. They're going to be somewhere else. No, we need a cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. Well, they got 30 million Mexicans here illegally. All they got to do is join the Army and, oh, and follow orders and disarm Americans and make sure that we all line up on that Kmart parking lot to get those smallpox vaccines, those bird flu vaccines, or whatever the disease of the day is that they've concocted, and they're spraying over us with those chemtrails instead of barium and aluminum to weaken our immune systems. And they want you to line up in that Kmart parking lot to be quarantined, to be injected, and then you'll damn sure get the disease, won't you? I'm Clay Douglas, 888-678-1.
Since 1980.